As we mentioned, flights across Europe are grounded as that cloud of ash spreads. Our reporters across the continent are covering the story. We begin with Vicky Barker in the United Kingdom.
Texan Ken Hartline and his wife Charlotte have been stuck at Manchester Airport in northern England since Thursday. Theirs was one of the first flights cancelled when British airspace closed.
We'll probably be broke about Wednesday. No, actually, we would really like to return at least by Tuesday because I need to go back to work.
Hartline thinks aviation authorities may have overreacted by shutting down UK airspace when they did.
I don't know what is going on in the atmosphere right now, but the first day, we probably could have left and been okay.
The skies above Britain are definitely not okay today. Meteorologist Brian Goldring says scientists made an exploratory flight yesterday carrying super-sensitive equipment capable of detecting the invisible powdery ash.
They detected the material up at 8,000 to 10,000 feet, quite a lot of it.
Now the Hartlines and thousands of other stranded passengers are spending their days shuttling aimlessly between airport and hotel. Hundreds of less fortunate travelers are facing a third night in a British airport, waiting for the prevailing westerly winds to shift or the volcano in Iceland to stop emitting ash. In London, I'm Vicky Barker.
I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, where travelers are flocking to train stations after the city's airports closed through at least Monday. At Paris's busy Gare du Nord train station, extra Eurostar trains to Britain and Belgium have been added, but they too are booked through Monday. Iceland's volcanic eruption only seems to be growing worse, and officials are now talking about airport closures lasting into next week. That was enough to push Frenchman Nicolas Chastanier, who lives in Moscow, to take the train.
I will take first the train from Paris to Cologne in Germany, and after from Germany to Moscow. So tomorrow morning it will be Sunday. That will make me arrive Tuesday evening in Moscow.
Though he'll have to spend a full 3 days on the train, Chastanier says it will get him home faster than flying. Americans stranded in Europe can't exactly hop a train, but many, like Minneapolis native Tom Lydon, are trying to make the best of it.
Everyone says if you have to be stuck someplace, Paris isn't so bad, and that's true. But you know, when it's time to go home, you want to go home.
With more than 16,000 flights in Europe canceled every day and the volcano continuing to spew, a lot of people won't be going home soon. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And this is Eric Westervelt in Krakow, where the state funeral for Polish President Lech Kaczynski and First Lady Maria, who were killed in a plane crash, is scheduled to go ahead as planned tomorrow, despite several high-profile cancellations by world leaders and delegations citing the danger of the ash cloud. So far, President Barack Obama, as well as the prime ministers of Canada and Spain, the king and foreign minister of Sweden, the president of Finland, and delegations from Japan, Egypt, and New Zealand, among others, have all canceled. But the number of no-shows so far is under 20, and the Kaczynski family says the funeral will not be postponed. Airspace over Poland remains closed this evening, but officials here are cautiously optimistic other world leaders will be able to land tomorrow. As of now, anyway, those still expected to attend include top officials from Russia, France, Germany, and Britain's Prince Charles. Other leaders, however, are taking matters into their own hands. The presidents of Slovenia, Latvia, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic plan to drive to Krakow. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Krakow.